the added value almond industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Grant Aldrin is with Aldrin Brothers Farming. They're in Stanislaus County. He oversees value-added almonds from the family farm. And he noted that the COVID pandemic has really slowed things down at first, but things are picking up a little.
Yeah, it slowed down there for a little bit, but now it's starting to pick up. So a lot of companies got hit hard out there, and that's who we work with. We work with just mom-and-pop places and people who are just have one location or a couple locations with a franchise or something. And they seem to get hit pretty hard, especially with kids not really able to go back to school and no one's really out and about or anything. So yeah, it did slow down there for a little bit. It was a little worrisome, but it seems to be picking up. We got a lot of bakeries and ice cream companies coming back on track, and everything's selling in the stores a little better now.
Aldrin said the client base is pretty robust.
Yeah. We have a lot of clients that are cold stone creameries and yogurt lands and stuff like that. Yeah, so they've been awesome to work with. Actually, they were Yogurtland was one of my first customers back when I started about 10 years ago. So they've been awesome, and it's been great working with them.
That's Grant Aldrin, who oversees Aldrin Brothers, a big farming operation, their specialty products division. Experts say the top three best anti-aging foods are these: blueberries, walnuts, and tea. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.